AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. There has been no decision yet on Minnesota's request to suspend the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Federal agents have been pulling people from cars and confronting angry bystanders. A woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis last week. This is Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
We will not stop fighting until we achieve real justice and accountability. That must begin with impeaching Kristi Noem and ensuring no federal agent can act as a judge, jury, and executioner on our streets.
Federal Judge Catherine Menendez promised to keep the case on the front burner. The State Department says it will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S.
The State Department did not specify which 75 countries are affected, but the Trump administration has already severely restricted immigrant and non-immigrant visa processing for citizens of dozens of countries, many of them in Africa. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. The suspension begins January 21st. It will not apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials from Greenland and Denmark met in Washington with top White House officials as President Trump moves to ratchet up the pressure by suggesting NATO should help the U.S. acquire the world's largest island. Tim Anderson was outside the U.S. Embassy in Denmark.
What I hope for an some kind of compromise, some kind of mutual understanding. That's what I think we basically can hope for.
The FBI searched a Washington Post reporter's home as part of a classified documents investigation. A phone, two laptops, and a watch were seized by agents. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A construction crane fell on a moving passenger train in Thailand, causing a derailment that killed at least 32 people.
The train derailment occurred on part of an ambitious planned high-speed rail project that will eventually connect much of Southeast Asia with China. In addition to the deaths, over 60 people were injured, and rescuers are combing the wreckage and providing first aid. The crane, being used to build an elevated part of the railway, fell as the train was travelling from Bangkok to Ubon Ratchathani province, according to officials where the accident took place. Photos published in Thai media show rescue workers on top of overturned railway carriages, some with gaping holes torn on their sides. What appeared to be sections of the crane were scattered along the track. Thai media has also been reporting the train had three carriages. 195 people were on board the train. He's ordered an investigation. I'm Charles Delatesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.